KSL at Night.
And welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside Rusty Cannon, who is my new favorite co-host.
Hey, I am happy to earn that honor.
Yeah, yes. But we also have in this segment my old favorite co-host, Derek Brown. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It hurts just a little bit to hear you say new favorite co-host. Yeah, ouch.
You have been pushed aside.
But you did
aside.
That on purpose. I know.
All right. So at the Republican State Convention, two candidates for Utah Attorney General received enough delegate votes to trigger a primary, Frank Mylar and Rachel Terry. This is not an endorsement, but one of my favorite people on the planet was a candidate who did not move through the convention, and that's you, Derek. My question is, so you have gathered enough signatures, so there's going to be a primary, you will be on the ballot. I'm wondering if you can chat with us a little bit about, you know, what went down at the convention. You know, like, were you surprised? Were you expecting it? Like, what all happened there that day?
Well, you never know kind of what happens. And you know, we've seen a lot of press and a lot of stories and a lot of people talking about what happened and sort of the postmortem. And, I mean, that's one of the reasons that, frankly, I collected, you know, I think I'm the first candidate for AG to ever, you know, reach the threshold to get on the ballot. And so, I mean, it's quite a feat to have 28,000 people sign something saying they'd like to see you on the ballot. And so I'm proud of that and looking forward to just kind of moving ahead now. We've got a primary race. I intend to win, and we'll be making the case now to the Republican voters of Utah. So I'm excited to do it and excited to, you know, move forward in the process.
You know, not only you mentioned the 28,000 signatures, I know how tough of a lift that is. That shows a lot of support right there. But in addition, as you mentioned, the ground war is over. Now it's the air war, right? And it's all over Utah. You've got to get in front of all kinds of voters that maybe don't know who you are. And the same goes for the other candidates. You have raised and have on hand multiples more in resources than the other candidates for you to get the word out. What is your strategy going forward as it goes now into a statewide, as I call it, air war?
Well, a lot of it is just, I mean, really what you do as attorney general, and people don't talk about this, but in addition to the legal component of what you do, you build teams, you collaborate, you bring people together, you solve problems. And what I've done, and my opponents have criticized me for this, but what I've done is bring people together. And I've brought together, you know, these different disparate groups and people from all over the spectrum that have supported me, that have worked with me through the years, that know who I am and know that I can solve problems. And so that's what I've done with this campaign. So when people have said, so how have you been able to raise enough to do what you needed to do and to, you know, as you mentioned, it kind of win the air war as well. It's building teams, it's collaborating, it's bringing people together and standing on principle. And that's how you do it. I mean, that's how in the end, you know, politics is a team sport. You're not doing this alone. You're building teams to win. And then once you win, you build teams to be effective.
Derek, so I feel like you just talked about your method, right? Like how you do your work, which is collaborating. And of course that is because you're wonderful. So that's how you do your work. My question is, voters have to have a reason. I feel like campaigns are the answer to the question, why should someone vote for you? So what is your, do you know what I mean? Like policy case. So if you were kind of, because voters should vote for you because you build teams, but also when you're building those teams, right? Like what issues are you caring about? What principles are you standing on? Like what is your case that you're making to voters over the next month or so?
Well, the case is that the attorney general is someone who needs to have not just a solid legal background, but someone who understands that you're working in a state and federal sort of political arena. You've got to know how to navigate that to get things done. And you've got to know how to manage and run organizations. And ultimately, you've got to have a track record of doing that very thing. I mean, that's like one of the endorsements I had was Senator Mike Lee. I have a lot of other endorsements of people like the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. And I think part of that is because I have that combination of skills that you really need to have as you go forward to make the case. And so that's one of those, you know, that's something that when it comes down to what an attorney general does, you know, we can talk about the nuts and bolts of being the top, you know, the top attorney effectively for the state. But it really comes down to running organizations running teams and setting a vision for the organization.
So, Derek, you have a short timeline, like all the other candidates. And in fact, you know, as we were discussing things today, ballots are going to be mailed out really soon to overseas, and then they go out in the mail, I think, early June. So that's, what, 4 weeks away, essentially. So where will people find you in the next 4 weeks, and what is the specific plan for the next 4 weeks?
Well, we will be all over the state. We've got events all over the state. I know that there's, like, the debate commission has, you know, a debate. And ultimately, it is me traversing the state, just as I've done the last couple of months. I mean, it's we're pretty exhausted from being in almost every county in the state. But that's what I will continue to do. And then we'll continue to have sort of a different approach in terms of, you know, we've been working with a group of 4,000 delegates. And now that transitions to working with a group of, you know, 800,000+ Republican voters in the state who will, you know, be voting. And like you said, ballots drop in, what, about 5 weeks. I mean, it is a short turnaround. There's a lot that needs to take place. And, you know, that's how politics works. I think a lot of people don't recognize that it's not just a race. It's multiple races, and you gotta win the ones that count. And so I look forward to making that case and getting my message out there to the people of Utah.
While you've been traversing the state, I love that, Derek, because while you were out there getting your 28,000 signatures, and now you're going to talk to 800,000 Republican voters, what are you hearing from them? Does that make sense? Like, what are they telling you are the biggest kind of issues facing Utah politically and going forward, even if it's not specifically maybe legal? Does that make sense? Like, what are you hearing from voters when you're out there?
I'll tell you, the one that keeps coming up is just the degree to which the federal government is reaching into the state of Utah, and the inability of people of Utah or even our elected officials here to do anything about it. Because a lot of the decisions on so many things, whether it's EPA, BLM, you know, transportation issues, whatever, any of those issues are being controlled by bureaucrats at kind of the mid-level of things in Washington, D.C., and they're not accountable to anyone, and they weren't elected. And so, I mean, those bureaucrats and, say, the BLM have a massive influence on so many of the rural states in Utah. And if the rural states have an issue, or the rural counties, rather, if they have an issue, there's no recourse. There's nothing they can do. And so there is, I think, a frustration that we sense all across the state from people that feel like they can't, like their voice isn't being heard.
So if you were to win, what would you do first day in office? What is the biggest priority that where we haven't already filed suit or we already haven't pushed back? What would be your day one issue if there was one or many?
Well, this would be one of the issues. I want a team of individuals, particularly like skilled lawyers, to analyze these issues. We have a huge lawsuit coming involving what's called the Chevron deference rule, which, if you haven't heard about it, is going to be like probably one of the single biggest issues of this Supreme Court term. I also look forward to doing a number of things. Like, I mean, when I worked for the Senate, we had a constituent services division. I'd love to replicate that in the Attorney General's office, so that people who have issues with the office have a place to go. Because ultimately, what you want as an elected official is you want to be accountable and you want to be transparent. And those are the two things that will be the hallmark of what I do, you know, beginning day one in office.
Derek Brown, Republican candidate for Utah Attorney General. You know, good luck. I hope I see you in one of your, like, traversing across Utah over the next little bit.
Yeah, I think people see you all over the state, it sounds like. So.
Yeah.
It sounds like I need to get to Weber.
That's right. You need to come up and visit me.
That's right.
Thank you for being on the show, Derek.
Thanks, both of you. Appreciate it.
All right. So next up on KSL at night, you know, he just mentioned the federal government, Rusty,
yeah,
so maybe it behooves us to talk about it. The Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, testified before Congress's Ways and Means Committee today, talking a lot about taxes.
Amen.
And you know, Rusty loves
subject,
the taxes.
Yep.
So we're going to dig into it. Stay with us.